Hi, this is Anne Angelo Webb, the Animal Intuitive, and this is the Animal Intuitive Show, where we give animals a voice through weekly episodes about animal communication, natural pet care, and interviews with experts in the fields of animal care and advocacy. In today's episode, I share with you a pretty in-depth conversation I had with my dog, Kane, who went through some rather traumatic experiences prior to coming to live with us.
Come on, all you doggies, won't you walk with me?
Kane's history is that he tried to go over a fence where he used to live in the backyard, and he got caught on the fence. Unfortunately, he dislocated his elbow, and it had not been treated. So he went about 6 weeks before he got surgery. After he was surrendered, he did get surgery. When I connect him with Kane and I ask him if he would like to talk about his history, he says he's okay with it. He lets me know it's a darker time for him, though. I get the feeling of sadness. He says he doesn't want to go too deep into it. He says that he was not as understood, that he was more like a dog that was more like a prop in a sense. He says it was kind of like I was there to just be and not really connecting with anybody. Nobody was trying to really understand how I felt or what I thought, what I wanted. That was just where I was drawn to without even thinking about it. But in the process of that, he had a little bit of just a sigh, it's a sign that they've released some energy or some energy has shifted. So just having my hand there, being in tune with him, it really just goes to show how little you really have to do. Just connect with them, put your hands on them, and energy can shift if you're doing that in a loving way. In asking Kane what was it like for him to go from the situation that he was in to he was rescued, he was brought in by a rescue to have surgery. When I ask him about that, I do get this fear. I get this sense of anxiety, a feeling of the unknown. He felt unsteady. He says he didn't know what was coming. When I ask him about, did he have any awareness that there was good things coming or that he was being cared for and it was okay on any level? He said he definitely knew that the people were talking nice to him, that they were trying to help him, that they cared about him. He picked up on a woman, he says, that was, he could feel her heart. He could feel that she was sad for him. So he picked up on her feelings, compassion, but he knew that she felt sad for him, felt sorry for him. He said there was a sensitive man around too. To have to go from one home that was his home, where he had people that he lived with that were family, and be taken. He knew that he had a sense that maybe he wasn't supposed to be there anymore. He felt from them that it was in their minds time for him to go, which is hard for me even to say, admittedly. It hurts to hear that he went through that, but there was confusion. He knew it wasn't ideal, but going away from that and going somewhere else, did he know that it was the best thing at that point? He wasn't sure. He was in the moment of just wanting to feel steady. He didn't think anything horrible was going to happen. He didn't feel threatened. He was scared. He was confused. When I asked him, did he know that everyone was trying to help him, like when he went to a vet, when he went to the surgery center and all of that, and then he went to a foster home. He didn't know why the foster home. He didn't quite understand that this was not going to be his home, but he didn't think it was going to be permanent necessarily. He was a little bit confused there too. He did start to think that this was going to be his home. It wasn't a complete settling. There was something under that he knew on some level that it wasn't supposed to be permanent. But he was well cared for there. And I know that personally too from meeting them. I know he was cared for. And he had fun. They have a dog there too, a German Shepherd, and they had fun together. He knew we wanted him. But he said, I wanted to make sure that I checked you out and that you were going to be cool. He wasn't 100% like instantaneously just okay with it. he said I needed to make sure everything was going to be okay. I needed to I've he said I got a little bit wary at that point from being moved around. When did he finally feel settled completely? He says feeding. He knew that from the food that we fed him, that he was okay here. Why the food? He knew the love that it was going into that. Like when we fed him, he felt love in that. He picked up that this was really good food as well. He eats raw meat, so I feel like for him that meant something. It was like, this is really good. He also says that we walked him. He didn't really get that too much where he originally lived, he says. And that meant something to him. There's another release for him. See, he sighed, massaging his neck a little bit here. So he says what he likes about where he is now in my home with myself, my husband, and our animals is that he smiles. He says that he feels like he's given respect. It's a long-term relationship, I feel, coming from him. He gets that this is it's a relationship and it will last. He knows that. We've made him understand that, made sure he understood that he will be here with us no matter what. He says that we give him the opportunity to allow him to have a sensitive side come out. We recognize that he has a sensitivity about him. And as you can see, he's a German Shepherd. He's about 75, 80 pounds at any given time. So he's often misunderstood. You know, people see him and maybe they even feel a little bit intimidated or fearful of him just on the street because impressions people have about this breed, perhaps. And he says he picks up on that, but with us, he can be himself, and we know that he can be goofy and funny. He likes that. I'm going to ask him if he has anything he'd like to say for other people that adopt animals that have had a rough time. He says, what you put into it is what you get out of it. You have to give to that animal, and you will get from that animal if you give. He says, time. You have to let us unfold. So give them time to, you know, if things aren't maybe ideal at first or there's some challenges, to let them relax in to the situation. Thank you for watching, and if you have any questions, please feel free to put those below and I'll be sure to get back to you. If you'd like to reach me directly, you can either check out my website at intuitivetouchanimalcare.com or email me directly at annwithan@intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. Thank you so much and God bless.
Rub my belly. Rub my belly.